The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And we welcome you back. And so many young players are eagerly and some anxiously awaiting next Thursday's draft, a week from tomorrow. And included in that group is Terrace Marshall from LSU, grew up in the Shreveport-Bossier City area, and he joins us now. And Terrace, thank you for making time. I know it's an exciting time in your life. You played at LSU, won a national championship, got a great experience, and now you're waiting to hear your name called. How is this time? How would you describe it?
I would describe this time as a dream come true. Definitely the time I've been looking forward to, you know, ever since I've been little. So, I mean, it's just all glory to God, and I can't be more grateful.
I'm wondering because, I mean, you're a great player. We just briefly described your resume, and then you put on, you know, whether it's your phone or the TV, and everybody is yapping away at the draft, and your name comes up. You're ranked here. You're ranked there. I know you can't escape it. But what is that like, and do you trust all the things you hear?
No, definitely don't trust everything I hear. there's no proof behind it, then I mean, you really much can't trust until you find that proof. I pretty much just block out all of the noise and just tell you everything, you know, one day at a time, and just control what I control, and everything that I can't control, I mean, I just let it be.
How are you spending the time right now? I mean, it's obvious you're not paying much attention to what the talking heads say. I know you want to stay in shape, but this is also maybe one of the last down periods you'll have for a while, because once you get with the team in a couple of days, it's serious business.
Right. I mean, I'm just pretty much, you know, working out to a certain extent right now. Is strengthening out my legs, you know, doing the small things to make me better as a player overall. Just counting down the days, putting in the work, and just ready for that day to be here.
You played at LSU not this past year with Jefferson and Chase, and you're talking about, you know, three all-world receivers. You know, you played on a national championship with the first player taken. Let's go back a little bit and talk about your LSU experience. I mean, I'm assuming that the game in New Orleans for the national title had to be one of the great moments of your life. How would you put into words your time in Baton Rouge?
Man, my time in college at LSU was tremendous. From my freshman year, you know, all the way to my junior year till I left. There's countless memories. It was just fun playing with all teams that I played with, you know, in 3 years. I mean, can't get that time back, so I definitely make sure I cherish everything and lift it all out there on the field.
And I'm curious because, you know, last year was such a strange year, and it's got off to a rough start for the Tigers, and you know, it ended better, but there were a lot of peaks and valleys. What was that like having those two seasons back to back, where, you know, everything that could go right did, and then last year, at least for a while, almost everything that could go wrong did?
Yeah, it was kind of tough, you know, that 2020 season with COVID, everything going on. I mean, you just had to, you know, lock in more. That just showed you that, you know, you can't let things in life that happen knock you off track. And just got to keep that goal and that dream, you know, inside your head, and can't get caught slipping by life. You know, just life goes on, and just got to continue to work. You know, if you want to reach a goal, you just got to continue to stay focused and stay on the ground.
Terrace, you hear a lot of names, a lot of schools associate with you, and I know that's subject to change, but do you have a preference, or you just simply want to hear your name and get the best possible opportunity for you?
Oh, man, wherever God want me to be at, that's where I'm going to go. I'm just waiting, you know, on that phone call from whoever it is. It's all going to be the same reaction, you know, for me and my family. I'm just grateful. I'm just, you know, ready to be a part of an organization. I'm just thankful that I'm getting a chance.
let's talk about your family a second, because I can imagine how proud they are going to be. They've watched you, you know, matriculate from Bossier City in the Shreveport area to LSU, all the accomplishments that you've had. What is it going to mean to your family to hear your name a week from Thursday night?
I most definitely think it's going to mean a lot. It's going to be a night filled with emotions, you know, including myself. My family know what I've been through. I know what my family has been through. So for us to, you know, come together on that night and just to celebrate a big time, it's going to be great. Definitely going to be a night to remember.
I don't know if we've talked about this much, and obviously there's no way you would have known him. He passed away in you know, 35, 40 years ago, but your uncle was a great NFL star who died tragically trying to save young children from drowning. Tell us about being told about the heroics of one of your relatives, someone who sadly you never got to meet.
I mean, growing up, I've always heard stories about him. Even, you know, all my family members, they tell me that I remind them of him. I somewhat feel connected to him in a way. I'm just, you know, carrying that torch, you know, that he passed off. He was only able to play, you know, 1 year in the NFL. So I just feel like, you know, I'm going to take my own legacy and start that. And then also, you know, build off his legacy that he started and just do everything that I can, you know, to keep it going and make my family proud.
You know, I would imagine next week it would be impossible not to think about that, would it? When your name is called, the fact that the connection between and it's too bad that not many more people talk about that anymore. But I remember, you know, at the time and reading great stories about him. I don't want to make too much out of this, Terrace, but you said the connection. It's so interesting to hear about a connection to someone you've never met. Can you tell us more about that?
Just even when I'm on the field, I just feel, you know, his speed is connected to mine. His agility, everything. I'm always thinking about him, you know, when I'm on the field. So that also just, you know, reminds me that, you know, he's looking down on me. He's with me every step of the way. And he's constantly in my ear, you know, telling me that, you know, everything's going to be okay. Because, you know, he's been in this position already. The draft process and off-season training, just life period, you know, with football. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, he's always patting me on my shoulder, letting me know it's okay, you know, in those times of need.
Terrace, before you go, I know LSU is a fraternity, and I've run into so many former LSU players through my work at ESPN. I know you've leaned on a number of people to try to help you, you know, go from high school to college. What's that like to lean on older players when you were younger and NFL players now that you're trying to get a little bit better understanding of what is ahead?
It's definitely important, you know, to have, you know, people, you know, on the same path as you, same mindset, and older people, you know, that's able to teach you, that also has experience. It's very important to have them type of people around you. I'm definitely using those resources that I have in my life, you know, to better me every day and to also, you know, help me for my future.
Now, are there any particular words of advice that you've received from somebody in particular or just overall that's helping to guide you through this time?
Yes, sir. Definitely advice that I always get, you know, is just to be myself, you know, going into the NFL. It's the best of the best. And you just gotta go in there and be yourself. You know, don't let the game come to you. Don't rush things. Don't try to be something that you're not, you know, on and off the field. Just be yourself. And everything else, you know, I'll play the part and God will take care of the rest.
Terrace Marshall Jr. Hey, thanks for dropping by. We really enjoyed the conversation and we can't wait to see you at the next level. Be well.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. It was our pleasure. Great to have Terrace on. We will take a break. What an amazing story about Joe Delaney. We'll take a break now. More of your calls in a moment. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction?
Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, welcome back. Great to have all of you here. Let's get to the phones, and Sally is up next. Good afternoon, Sally.
Good afternoon. Now, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I've got a question about Paul Tyson. What is your opinion of him? Is he going to be a good player?
Sally, I think he is. I know the coaches really like him. He's very smart. He's a real student of the game, and you know, I think he's. He will be competing for the second job, which is important, as we have seen
right over
the past. But I think he's a good contender for it, though.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I like him. I've got the same opinion of him. I think he's a stands to, and I think really and truly, if something should happen, God forbid, that he could be and be a number one player.
I mean, you never know, but remember, he looks the part, and a lot of people are trying to draw inferences from what they saw Saturday, which I would advise not to do. In every play, you don't know.
He had some good plays, but they weren't all good.
But Sally, you don't know whose fault it is on a play. We always blame the quarterback,
right,
but it could have been the wide receiver making a mistake too.
Exactly, and you don't always, it's just like. I know when I was in high school, and I'm showing my age, gosh, I can't even remember. I know his name, but I can't even say it. The Heisman Trophy winner back when he's dead now, God bless his heart, and he deserved it. But at Auburn.
You're talking about Pat Sullivan.
And it wasn't
Pat Sullivan.
Yeah. Thank you. He came to Huntsville and played Huntsville High, and that was one of Huntsville High's worst teams. And Huntsville High beat them like 66-20, which was just, we thought we were going to get beat like a redheaded stepchild, and we got beat, we beat them. And so you just never know, it's like you say, it's never, it's not always the quarterback, it's the receiver sometimes.
No, you're right. Well, thank you very much for the call, and you take care of yourself. And Benny is up next. Hello, Benny. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey there.
Just had a quick, silly question. On the intro, one of the intros, there's a big dude, bald-headed dude, that looks like a Georgia fan or maybe a player, ex-player, where you grab his cue ball and you grab his. Who is that fella?
Oh, yeah. That is, who is that? That's Goldberg, the famous wrestler from that went to the University of Georgia.
Oh, I knew he looked familiar, but I just couldn't put a name to him or figure out how.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. He played at Georgia too. We did that in Athens a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago. He was a very famous professional wrestler. And the idea was just to kind of play around. I think the crew on the show got a little scared when I decided to try to maul the guy live on the air. And what's funny is, considering the weight differential, condition differential, and strength differential, I mean, he literally touched my shoulder, and I thought it had broken. The guy is so strong. It was a little bit scary to think about what I was doing, but we had a good time, and I survived it without any marks.
Well, that was a long reach for you to get to the top of his head.
The craziest thing I did was when I came off the bus, I literally stuck my hand. The camera guy was there, and this was improvised. I didn't just put my hand up. I shoved the camera guy back, and he was in shock that I would do something that aggressive. But yeah, there it is. I think we're showing it on the screen right now. I've gotten to know Goldberg over the years. Bill Goldberg, I'm trying to remember. I mean, he was a really good player. I think he thought maybe he could play professionally, but he made a very wise move. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars wrestling. But thanks for asking me. I remember that vividly. Let's check out who we got here. How about Frank, who is up next? Hey, Frank, go right ahead.
Hi, Paul.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
How you been doing?
Yeah, we're doing great, Frank. What's going on with you?
Me and my sister Dana, we was arguing today about who's going to take the quarterback for Alabama.
Right.
And who do you think will be the starting quarterback?
Well, I don't really think that's a challenging question when we get after spring. I think it's going to be Bryce Young, who I really think separated himself from the rest of the pack. But thanks for the call. Tell Dana it's going to be Bryce Young. Adrian is up next. Go right ahead, Adrian. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. You're the reason I pay my cable bill, bud.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that.
I was wanting to talk about the pack, the conversation you had earlier. And to me, they have fallen into that category of Mr. Irrelevant. What demographic is the average fan of pack fans? You asked me about the SEC. Our demographic, the fans here were passionate. The ACC, the same way. The packs, who are they? They're going to have to think outside the box, play more non-conference games with the rest of the Power Five and get some more exposure back.
Yeah, I don't think it can be done. The only way that it happens is if somehow an Oregon breaks through, or maybe Washington or Southern Cal, and has a magical season. It can happen. I don't see it happening.
It can happen. Chip Kelly taking on at UCLA, you would think that was maybe a turning point for them. But it comes down to money, and advertising, and ratings.
But Adrian, if you go back a couple of years, they had Chip Kelly, they had Peterson at Washington. I mean, it looked like they were really catching up with everyone. And, you know, you can't win with Helton as your coach at Southern Cal. He is, you needed Urban Meyer or someone of that, James Franklin, or absolutely, somebody that has marquee. And I mean, Chip Kelly to me had better show something this year. I thought he was one of the best coaches around, and he has been an absolute disaster out there.
I did too. Absolutely. Right. You know, look what he done at Oregon, and then, you know.
You know who's missing a golden opportunity for mediocrity and being successful? Jim Harbaugh should go back to the Pac-12, because he...
How did he get a contract extension?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wish I'll speak for myself and you. I wish we could all be as mediocre as he has and have people say to us, we are going to pay you. We're going to pay you $6 or $7 million a year. And don't you worry about anything.
You don't have to win.
No.
Just show up and be rude to the reporters like you do.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Paul. I appreciate it, man. And I just want to get my 2 cents in. I love your show, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. We're coming back with much, much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. We will continue getting you ready for the draft and for the college football season in just a few minutes with more guests. Right now, your phone calls. And I see Mitch has arrived on the scene. What's up, Mitch?
Hello, Uncle Paul.
Hey there.
How are you doing today?
Mitch, it's a beautiful day, and I am happy to be employed and alive.
I share those same sentiments, and I'm happy to have my family with me on the Paul Feinbaum show, but I want to fuss at Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, Fussing with Feinbaum. It sounds like the name of a good show.
You knew this was coming. Why do you start the show out picking on Dabo?
Because he is a whiner. You would have to agree with me on that.
This wasn't whining. He just made a statement.
Well, when I hear his voice, I just assume he's whining. I don't even listen to hear what he said.
I mean, I understood what you were saying about the never say never thing, but that wasn't a form of whining.
Okay, well, I officially take back my calling Dabo a whiner for today.
No. Yeah, only for today, because he does whine. I agree with you. But I wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
Why do people put so much stock in spring football, the spring football games? You're playing against your teammates.
Here's why, Mitch. We are football fans.
Okay.
We are, you know, we wait for spring ball, and then we wait for the end of spring ball. Some of us get to go to the games and take our family, and we watch it intensely. And others, others watch it on television, and it's a game. So you draw conclusions. I'm getting my ultimate point. You're right. It doesn't mean anything, but it's all we have at the moment.
I know, but if DJ Ungulele throws for 900 yards against Clemson's defense, that doesn't mean he's going to throw 900 yards against Alabama's defense.
No, it doesn't, but that's for another day.
I'm just saying, it kind of surprises me that people get so wound up that they found their future star in spring football.
They get fired up about that, Mitch, the same reason you get annoyed when I purposely take shots at Dabo, so you'll call.
You just wish that that was Dan Mullen saying he was going to leave Florida to go to the pros.
I don't think Dabo would be very wise to go anywhere other than where he currently is.
Dabo said that for one reason. If the proper and the perfect scenario came, if he were to say no now, and then a year from now or 2 years from now he leaves, then he'd be called a liar.
Well, here's why you say that, Mitch, because in reality, you never know. And I say that for this reason. Dabo Swinney likes his president and he likes his athletic director. He may get a total jerk in there next as the athletic director, and he may not like him, and the president may change. People go through that in every industry, and you understand it. And you know, whether you're doing a great job or a terrible job, if you have a bad boss or a horrible boss, sounds like a movie, it affects you. And you know, so you have to hedge your bets. You never say never. It's a cliche. I hate it, but I don't know if I've ever said it before, but nobody's ever asked me. So,
well, so not many NFL teams are gonna pay him $9 million a year.
I don't think he would be that great anywhere in the NFL, but it doesn't matter. He's not going anywhere for the time being.
Well, I agree with you on that part, actually. I don't think he'd be a good NFL coach either. But anyway, you have a good day. Enjoy the rest of the phone calls, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Tom is up next. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I am doing well.
I'm a retired police officer, and I'm a veteran, and my brother is a captain with the Huntsville Fire Department.
Oh, right.
I've been playing sports all my life. I've played football in high school and played tennis in college. My grandson plays football for Columbia High School in Huntsville, and my other grandson plays t-ball. And I had a friend named Darryl Qualls at Butler High School. He wrestled at Butler High School. When he had finished at Butler, he went to Auburn, and he wrestled at Auburn. And when he got finished at Auburn, he coached 9 state championships. He's in the Alabama Hall of Fame. And I just want to know who your favorite wrestler is.
My favorite wrestler?
Yes, sir.
Wow. The one I know the best is Ric Flair, so I'm going to go ahead and check mark him.
Have you ever heard of Jackie Fargo and Jerry Lawler?
Now, are you? Now, Tom, I'm going to play around with you for a second. But you're talking to a young man. When I was a young man is what I intended to say. I grew up adoring Jackie Fargo, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. Jackie Fargo, when I was a kid, had a partner, and I do not remember his name. He had a tag team partner. And they had to wrestle each other one night as, you know, they broke up, and it pained me to see this happen. That shows you what a big Jackie fan I was. I used to go with my friends. The local TV station had wrestling at the studio, and we would go there every couple of weeks. And I left Memphis before Lawler took over the world. Certainly, I'm well aware of who he is. I was a huge wrestling fan growing up.
Okay. I was too. I just wanted to see who your favorite wrestler was. And I love your show.
Thank you. Man, we could do all day on our favorite wrestler growing up, but we'll save that for maybe a quieter day than even today. Let's check in with Coy, who is up next. Hey, Coy, go right ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling because I just realized that as a Gator fan, I'm kind of worried about Florida State next year. We got to play them next year.
Every year. Where's the game?
Do you worry?
Is the game home?
The game's in.
I can tell you.
I think it's in Tallahassee.
It is in Gainesville.
It's in Gainesville. Okay, well, that helps. That helps. I mean, but they got a quarterback now.
Yeah, they do. You know? I wouldn't be too concerned. I think Florida State is a program that is ascending, but I don't think they are. I mean, I'm glad you said that because We are talking about an era when Dan Mullen has not had to even blink an eye worrying about Florida State, which used to be Steve Spurrier's archenemy.
That's right, and they got this new kid coming in who already won one national championship at UCF, and they're going to be hard to beat now.
Yeah, he's really good. So you're right about that. I mean, think about Gator fans living in a world where FSU is an automatic win. That is how crazy things are right now.
That is crazy. But this kid's already got one national championship. He was incredible.
Yeah, no. Hey, by the way, what year was that national? Was that 18 they won?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I apologize. The allergies have slowed my synapses down, but I vaguely remember being at the national championship game in 2017, and I think UCF played the week before.
Hey, have a good week, buddy. I was just seeing if I could pull you.
I heard it the first time, but I must say I was as they say in the trade, I was asleep at the wheel. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285, and we are back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Let's get back to the calls at 855-242-7285. And Jake is in Knoxville. Hello, Jake. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
We're doing great, Jake. Thank you.
I got a question about with the spring game coming up for Tennessee this weekend. Who do you think is going to be getting the first team reps?
Wow. First of all, I need to figure out who's on campus. You have Hooker from Virginia Tech. Milton is supposed to be there now from Michigan. You have Bailey and Maurer.
Maurer, and then you got the freshman.
Right.
I think it's Slater.
That is a really good quarterback room right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Not surprised. I mean, Josh Heupel, was due to change that facet of Tennessee football very quickly. So hey, thank you for the call. I'm pretty eager to see what happens. Zenda, I think I got that right.
Hey,
Zenda. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing well.
I'm a first-time caller. I started listening to you last year. I find your show incredibly informative. It's very helpful.
Thank you very much.
I heard the interview yesterday with Philip Struggs about his book.
Yes.
And I was driving, so I couldn't write it down. I wrote down that I got the title, but he said he was going to sell it for 99 cents. Do you remember what he said about that?
Yeah, he said you better hurry up, because I think he said it was on Amazon for 99 cents for 24 hours.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm on my way to the house. But, yeah, and I'm glad to hear. Of course, we don't talk about Florida State much, but that's fine. But I just heard your last caller talking about Florida State. I'm glad we've got us a quarterback finally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I really like Norvell. I think things are finally going to turn the corner at FSU, and I'm pretty eager for that to happen. Thank you for the call. JC is up next in Fayetteville. Hello, JC.
Hey, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Great. Great to have you on.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and let me tell you, I'm intimidated by your callers. I've been sitting here, and I don't even remember why I called once I started to call, listen to all of them. As far as wrestlers, after I discovered girls, I wasn't too much into it, but Junkyard Dog and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, they were it for me, for sure.
Now, where did you grow up in Arkansas?
I did.
See, it all depends on who your local wrestlers were, because at the time, I mean, I know that young folks are going to have a hard time understanding this, or even people up until about the age of 40 or 50, but there was no WWE or Raw or anything that we have seen in the last 35 years. You may have had a local wrestling local wrestling on TV on Saturday morning, and that was it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But anyway, I always enjoy your show. I enjoy listening to you and talking to your guests and the history of the SEC. And I'm trying to pick up on, certain innuendos that you want to talk about, but you can't, you know what I mean, kind of sometimes. And I was just curious a while ago with that other lady, she was talking, and she was talking about, and she got sidetracked. She said, oh, he died, and he deserved it. And automatically you said, oh, are you talking about Pat Sullivan? What did I miss there?
Yeah, I heard her say he died. I didn't. I must say, JC, I didn't hear what she said after that.
Yeah, she said, and he deserved it.
Well, I wish I had heard that, because the call would have been over, because Pat Sullivan was not only a close friend, but one of the most beloved people in the history of college sports. And he died a serious death with cancer. And yeah, I did not hear that. I mean, interestingly, I was listening for other things that she was going to say that could offend people. So I missed that part of it.
Right. Well, no joking intended, but I do love your show. And next time I'll write down my first thought before I have to listen to everybody else's and then forget what
I want to say to you, JC, I do interviews from time to time with other shows. And you're sitting there on hold, and it is a little bit different. This is, I do this professionally, theoretically, and it's not easy to do that, because the unfortunate part of your end of it, you never know when we're coming to you, so it's a little bit intimidating. But I think you've done quite well. So let's do it again.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. You call again, and thanks for the call. Keaton is up next. Hey, Keaton, thanks. Good afternoon. Hey there. Hear a lot of rustling around. I don't hear much chatter, though. let me try Philip. I think Philip is in Arkansas, too. Philip, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. First-time caller. Well, everybody else is wondering about wrestling. I'm just wondering if you're going to be wearing a Woo Pig Suey shirt this year, and where do you see the Razorbacks coming in this year underneath second-term coach Sam Pittman?
Well, Philip, don't tell anyone, because we're not supposed to be partial to any school when we work at the SEC. But I was in Arkansas a couple of years ago, and I think Bielema gave it to me. It was a cold morning, and he brought me. He saw me like on some early, like 6:30 in the morning on ESPN, and I was shivering. And he brought me a Razorback, a heavy sweatshirt, and I wear it. It's the first thing I put on in the morning, because I'm not a cold weather person. So I wear the Razorbacks well. Unfortunately, or fortunately, nobody sees it. So, but.
Well, you'll have to change that. And I was just looking online earlier and seeing that we've had one of our standout receivers enter the transfer portal. So I'm hoping with the loss of Mike Woods that I'm sure we've got several that can fill his shoes, but it is a little worrisome.
I understand that, and we talked to Coach, I believe it was on Monday, and every time I talk to Coach Pittman, and I must say I don't know him very well, other than through the magic of television. I mean, I love this guy. He is such an engaging personality. I'm rooting hard for him to be successful.
Well, that sounds good. I appreciate you entering the phone call for me.
Woo Pig Sue. Hey, Philip, thank you very much.
Great. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so here's where we are. We've had quite a bit going on already today. We had Terrace Marshall from LSU, as we get ready for the draft. We're only 8 days away, so a lot of attention being placed on that. We've already had a couple of head coaches on this week, and we have a former Tennessee player coming up here in a minute to give us a preview of this fall, of this spring, of the spring game, a subject we were talking about a minute ago, as well as the draft, and we'll look ahead to the draft a little bit later as well. So a busy afternoon, much more to come. Stuart Mandel started it off for us, and Ramon Foster joins us next.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.